Numbers 6, 23 through 27 is really one of the most quoted verses in the Old Testament, probably one of the most popular as far as being cited. And we'll explain it here in just a moment, but it is a passage that is given by God. It is given to the priest, and it is the Levitical priestly blessing on the nation of Israel. What's interesting about number 6 to me is that the entire chapter is dedicated to the Nazirite vow. All of number 6 is the law concerning the Nazirite and the vow that he or she might take. The chapter starts by saying, when either a man or a woman consecrates an offering to take the vow of a Nazirite, to separate himself to the Lord, and it goes on to what they should do. No wine, no vinegar, no grape juice, no grapes, no raisins. As a matter of fact, it says that all the days of the consecration, he shall eat nothing that comes from the grapevine, from seed to skin. No razor shall come upon his head. He cannot go near a dead body. There's just some other things there. And it says over and over again, because he is holy, during that time of consecration, he is holy unto the Lord. And then as soon as that finishes in verse 21, it says in verse 23, speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. I just want to say just briefly here that I think number 6, 24 through 26, that's an easy, at least for me, it's an easy passage to kind of keep in my mind. I write it down many times when I'm writing a thank you card or a card to someone just saying, I'm thinking about you. I hope that your health improves, those kind of things. Number 6, 24 through 26. And because it's an Old Testament verse, I believe that it would cause the person I've written it to go look it up. And I hope that is a good thing for them because, the notes are always written to be encouraging, to let them know I'm thinking about them in one way or another. Or like I said, just to say thank you. And so in that light, and for those who are hearing this, think about number 6, 24 through 26 as a way to jot down a Bible verse next to your name when you sign your name. Because when someone reads it, they'll read this, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. I love that. I think that's just perfect.
Yeah, it's fascinating to me that here, as you mentioned, Moses is basically going over the law with the people. Here are some commandments. Here are some things that God wants you to follow. And yet this is a command from God to have this blessing pronounced on the people. And it's in a way, in that sense, then it's a promise of God that his priests, the go-betweens between him and the people, are to give this blessing upon the people from the Lord and bless them with his favor, with his peace, his grace. In other words, it's a reminder, I think, that God wants to be with his people. They are his people. He wants to love them. He wants to provide for them. And he wants them to love in return and to worship and seek him. That's how we receive his favor. We, in a sense, show favor to God in that we submit to him. We seek his blessings. We look for his grace, for his smile upon us. And he is pleased and generous and eager to give us those things when we seek them. So this is a beautiful little gem, we can say, when we look at here is God's law. This is what he wants you to do in all of these five books of the Old Testament, the Pentateuch. Here's just this wonderful little thought from God. Command Aaron and his sons. They are to pronounce this upon the people of Israel. The Lord bless you and keep you. So it's just a beautiful blessing of the grace and the favor and the promise and the peace of God for his people.
It's so amazing. Like a father over his children, that his face would shine upon you. That's such a beautiful picture. and that God would be gracious to you. In the New Testament, the picture is the same. Peter tells us that when we're oppressed, when we're mistreated for our faith in God, that the Spirit of God rests upon you. And we need to take that very seriously, that this is something we carry with us. And I love the way it's finished. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel. We wear his name. God is a banner that we wave over our heads as we declare our faith in God, our faith in his son, and that we are Christians.
Yep. And then there's that promise right at the end, and I will bless them. I do, just as you, I was just thinking about it as you mentioned it, that there's this emphatic tag to this blessing. What's going to be the result of this blessing? They shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them.
Awesome.
So that's a great thought.
Absolutely. Well, be encouraged. That's a great thing to think about. And as I said, it's a great tag to put on a note or a card. If you're thinking about one more thing to give to somebody, give them the living word of God. That's a great thing to do.